probably wondering how history can beat someone. Well, let me tell you how it happened. But first, let me introduce myself. My name is Philani. I was one of the people who used history to beat Mr. Big. It all happened in Lavumisa in southern Swaziland. Two people from the area, Macaleni and Mkotlisi, wanted to sell the land to Mr. Big. Others of the area did not want to sell the land. People started to ask, how did we get this land? Macaleni asked his grandfather for the history. Mkotlisi asked a very old lady for the history. But let me tell you the story the way it happened. It all started on the day I got off the bus from Manzini. I had a tough week in town looking for a job. So I was looking forward to a quiet weekend at my mother's home. It was really hot as I took the path down to the river. Then I saw something on the hill across the valley. Now, a car in our area is a strange sight. Especially a car like that. No one around here is very rich, and anyone who had that kind of money would buy a tractor. I was curious, but I wasn't going to hurry. It was just too hot.
Turn that down. Okay. Who is the boss around here? Are you in charge? It's probably that guy over there. Hey, old man, we want to make a deal. We want this land. We want to buy it. How about that, eh? We're gonna build a casino here. With the golf course over there near the hill? Yeah, I can just see what it will look like.
We don't know who you are, but you are welcome here. We are the Dlamini people. We have lived on this land for generations. Our fathers and their fathers before them worked on this soil. We cannot sell the land so easily. So, you see, you have asked a difficult question. We will have to think about it.
Sure. We'll leave some of the money. If you don't want to sell the land, send the money back to us. If you do want to sell, keep the cash and we'll give you more. We're staying at a place they call the Bamboo Inn. We'll see you tomorrow.
I got there just as they left. People seemed upset. Magdaleni and Nkosisi liked the look of Mr. Big's case of money. They were a lazy pair who never worked on the land. They wanted to sell, but they knew that most of the people would be reluctant to sell. So they invented a story.
You have all heard the rumors that our neighbors are trying to take our land. They say that our ancestors were traitors. They are saying that we have no right to live here.
We heard them planning to build their homes on our land. If we are not careful, we will lose everything. We should sell to Mr. Big while we can.
Before we can make a decision, we must find out how we got this land.
Magdaleni and Mkhohlisi were anxious to prove that our ancestors were traitors. They set out to find our history. But I did not trust them. That night, I spotted Mkhohlisi visiting someone. Mkhohlisi was asking about our history.
Mother, can you tell me something about our past? I'm trying to find out about our ancestors.
When I was a young girl, I used to till the field. In the field, I found pieces of broken pots. The old lady Balegile told me that those pots had something to do with Segwane Dlamini. If Balegile is still alive, you should talk to her. You should go to her place.
Thank you, Mother. I will go there early tomorrow morning.
As I was walking back home, something made me jump. There was someone sneaking through the trees. It was Magdaleni with his grandfather. He looked as if he was up to something. I was curious, so I followed them. They headed straight for the bamboo inn. Magdaleni got his grandfather to tell Mr. Big a story. It was about our ancestor, Segwane Dlamini.
This story is a very, very old one. I heard my grandfather tell it. This story is about three of Somhlolo's sons. The elder sons were Malambule and Tsegwane. The youngest son was Mswati. When Somhlolo died, Mswati was chosen as the new king. But Mswati was still a child. A child cannot rule alone, my son. Mswati needed help. Malambule was chosen to help the young king. But Malambule was greedy for power. Malambule said,
I should be king instead of this child Mswati.
So Malambule and his brother Tsegwane plotted to take the kingship away from Mswati. Together Malambule and Tsegwane left Mswati's place. They went towards the Lubombo Mountain. When they were on top of the mountain, they saw a big cloud of dust below them. They discussed it.
Look at that cloud of dust.
Is it caused by cattle?
No, it is not the dust of cattle. It is an imp. Mswati is chasing us.
If he catches us, we will be killed. So let us run away.
And they did. For 2 days and two nights they ran towards Zululand. They only stopped once to eat. They never slept. When they reached Zululand, they asked the Zulu king to help them. They asked him to send an army to Swaziland. The Zulu king helped Malambule and Tsegwane to fight against Mswati. But Mswati was the winner. Malambule and Tsegwane went back to Zululand. They had to forget their dreams of power. That is all I can remember, my son. Now, where is my smoking pipe?
Your pipe? But it is in your hand.
Oh, it's here. I had forgotten that I was holding it. Thank you, my son.
Oh, you are forgetful these days, grandfather. How can you forget something that is in your hand?
The old man was forgetful, but Mr. Big liked his story. I realized that Macaleni and Mkhohlisi were looking for the history of how we got this land. They too were up to something, and I was very curious. Early the next morning, I followed Mkhohlisi. He went to the home of the very old lady, Balegile. I hid myself behind the liguma so I could see and hear everything. Mkhohlisi found that Balegile was still indeed alive, but she was so old that they had to carry her out of the hut on a goat skin. At first, she didn't want to say anything.
Listen, my boy. We are not supposed to talk about these things. You are swimming in dangerous waters.
But Mkhohlisi made her talk. He said something that made her angry.
I have heard that our ancestors were cowards during the wars of the past. Is that true?
Whoever said that is a nasty liar. I will tell you the real story.
And she did. The story she told was almost the same as the one told by Magdalene's grandfather. But her story began much earlier in time. She started with the father of Mswati, King Somhlolo.
Somhlolo was the king of Swaziland a long time ago. He loved his wife, Lavumisa, very much. He gave her this land that we now live on. That is why this land is called Lavumisa today. Lavumisa was the mother of one of Somhlolo's sons. His name was Tsegwane, the very same Tsegwane who is our ancestor. When Somhlolo died, Mswati became king. A child cannot rule alone. Malambule was chosen to help the young king. But it was whispered to Mswati that his brothers were greedy for power. Mswati became very angry, and Malambule and Tsegwane were forced to run away. They went to Zululand.
I thought that she would end the story there, but she didn't. She carried on talking. She knew more than Magdalene's grandfather.
Mswati was close to death, he became restless. Something was troubling him. So he called one of his sons and said to him,
"My son, I am worried about my brother Tsegwane. When I was young, I listened to whispers about him. We know that Malambule was a rapper, but we are not sure about Tsegwane. We never heard him tell his story. I will not die happily if Tsegwane is not brought back. You must do this task. You must go to Zululand and bring him back to his mother's land."
Tsegwane returned to Swaziland and was welcomed. He was told to settle on his mother's land. "We are the descendants of Tsegwane. And even today, we still live on this land. We lived here in the time of Somhlolo. Then we left it for a while. We returned to the land in the time of King Mswati. Today we still hold this land. No one can take it away from us."
This land had been given to Lavumisa by King Somhlolo. Her son Tsegwane might have been a traitor, but he was called back to Swaziland by Mswati and told to return to his mother's land. Balegile's story squashed Mr. Big's plans. The next day, Mr. Big returned. Makaleni told his grandfather's story. He warned the people of Lavumisa that their ancestor was a traitor who fled to Zululand. Mr. Big looked really pleased. Then Mkhohlisi jumped up. He told the people Balegile's story. But he left out two things. He never told them the bit about Somhlolo granting the land to Lavumisa. And he didn't tell them how Mswati sent his son to fetch Tsegwane back. He made Balegile's story sound just the same as the story told by Makaleni's grandfather. Then I realized what was happening. Makaleni's grandfather had forgotten part of the story. Everyone knew that he was the forgetful type. But that Mkhohlisi, he was as sharp as a razor. He never forgot anything in his life. He was deliberately leaving out some of Balegile's story. He wanted the people to sell the land. So I jumped up. I told the people the full story. I told them how Lavumisa was given the land and how Tsegwane returned. I told them, "We have nothing to fear." I made 3 points that day. If only one person knows the oral traditions, that person could forget and the traditions would be incomplete. If only one person knows the oral traditions, that person could die and the traditions would be lost forever. If only one person knows the oral traditions, that person could lie and the traditions could be changed. I am normally a quiet guy. Everyone was surprised. Mkhohlisi especially was shocked. And Mr. B, well, he knew that he was defeated. everyone else was excited. And the old man came across and said,
"Thank you, Pilani. You have saved us from losing our land. When I report this matter to the chief, I will tell him how we found our history."
We arranged a big party to celebrate the defeat of Mr. B. We invited newspaper reporters from the Times of Swaziland to join us. We told them the whole story. We wanted everyone to know how important history is. And so, that is the story of how Mr. Big was beaten by history.